Capers.
Back in the boom days, we had the Florida boom, the California boom, and everything was lovely until the whole works fell down and went boom. However, with the new deal working nicely, once again we are up to our hips in mortgages, trust deeds, quit claims, title rights and stuff, and we dedicate this subdivision of Comedy Capers to real estate agents. Three of our best salesmen step forward to give us a sales talk, or rather a sales song, and the title is, We Will Build a Little Home.
With a million little stars, we can decorate the ceiling. With an optimistic feeling, we can build a little home. Every single little dream is a shingle or a rafter. We can paint the house with laughter when we build a little home. It's not a palace nor a poor house, but the rent is absolutely free. This is my house, but it's your house if you come and live with me. With a carpet on the floor made of buttercups and clover, all our troubles will be over when we build a little home.
And the next to get up was an Irishman, or I should say two Irishmen. Two Americanized Irishmen who have turned over more real estate than any other two men in this part of the country. They used to be pick and shovel men on a chain gang. And now, while they are out on parole, they are doing a little radio broadcasting, and here they are, Clark and Cleary, the two-man stock company from the stockyards, Clark and Cleary.
take care, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
Few people know that the first real estate agent in this country was Christopher Columbus. We take you back to the first time Columbus set foot on American soil. As our scene opens, Columbus with his assistant discoverer, Leo the Lug, and a small crew are in a dory being rowed ashore.
Come on, boys. Get together now.
Put a little beef on them paddles, you guys. What do you think you're doing, riding a canoe in some park or something?
Aye, sir. Say, Chris, there's a flock of land over there.
Yeah, that's good-looking acreage. We're just in time to grab it off, subdivide it, and unload it on the tourist trade.
Say, what's that thing sticking up out of the water over there?
I don't know. Looks like some kind of a sign. Pull over, and I'll give it the once-over.
Okay, Chief. Heavy on the left, boys. That's it. Well, here we are.
That's a sign, all right.
What does it say?
Los Angeles City Limits.
Can you beat that?
Some of that Florida mob's been here ahead of me.
Hey, Chris! Chris, look on that land over there. Gosh, there's some funny-looking people over there.
Yeah?
Yeah, they haven't got any clothes on them. They're all red.
All red. Some communist started a nudist colony.
Hey, get a load of that big guy with all the feathers on his head.
Well, he looks like the head man. Now, remember, I'll do all the talking. Here we are. Hi, pal. My name's Columbus, Chris Columbus. What's your moniker?
My name... Kick a hole in sky. Me big chief.
You mean you were a big chief? I'm taking over this territory.
You muscle in, eh?
What do you mean, muscle in? That guy won't be born for a couple of hundred years yet.
Where you come from?
When I come from Spain. You want to see my castanets?
What? Whoa. What do you want?
What do I want? You got a slug of gin on you or something?
We know are you. We bury a hatchet.
Listen, I'll bury a hatchet in your skull if you don't listen to reason.
What you want me do?
Well, here's the layout, kid. I want to subdivide this hunk of dirt you got here.
I'll
ballyhoo all the live spots in Europe, and I'll unload a flock of stock in the Great American Development Company. What's this ug business?
That mean okay.
Oh, I thought maybe it was something you ate.
How much land you want?
Well, I want all you got.
How much you pay?
Well, I'll tell you, pal. You know, promoting this discovery left me kind of short, but I'll tell you what I'll do. Now, here's six bottle tops. There you go with that ug business again. Now, listen, here's a spool, a Boy Scout knife, a tomato can, a pair of loaded dice, a cigarette lighter, and a picture of me when I was 4 years old. What do you say?
Ugh, me take 'em.
Sold! And thus was started the first real estate boom in America.
Every real estate agent has those good-looking guys and gals that go out ahead of the closer to contact the mooch. And here we have three likable lads and three ladies who could make you buy waterfront lots on the Sahara Desert. They've already sold me some swampland on the idea that if it ever dries up, it'll be a great spot for a radio station. Right now, they're going to take us out to see some virgin land, and we're going to ride us over the property to the tune of Wagon Wheels. Boys and girls, that was delightful. And now we take you to the singing class of Mademoiselle Susie Schmooz. Waiting for their singing lesson are the pupils, Mrs. Coogan, Mrs. Deitch, Mrs. Hatch, and Miss Fitch. Here she comes, that most unique teacher of voice culture, Mademoiselle Susie Schmooz.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you.
Miss Hatch. Last week you weighed 228 and one half. This week, 233. Going up. Miss Fitch, last week you weighed 96. This week, 94. Going down. Come, ladies, lift exercise. Nay, 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 my, my, mo, 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 mo. Daintily, lightly, delicately. Nay, 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 my, my, mo, 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 mo. Very dainty on your my, Mrs. Hatch, but a little heavy on your moo-moo. While your moo-moo seems more important than your my, it really is not. Your moo-moo and your my should equal your may-may, your mimi, and your momo. Is that perfectly clear, ladies? It is. We shall proceed. Give me my fan mail, Jackson. Oh, here's a letter. Albertina Plopp. Dear Mademoiselle Schmutz, thanks to you, my husband is also a singer. This morning, while he was fast asleep, I crooned in his ear, "Awake, my dear, the dawn is here." With one leap, he sprang out of bed and sang right back to me, "What's ailing you? Are you cuckoo?" He had never sung a note before. Is not this a miracle? Postscript. Is it an insult to be called cuckoo? Dear Madam Plopp, no indeed. A cuckoo is a rare bird. Try it again tomorrow morning and see what he calls you. A nature study, ladies. This is a lake, a placid lake. On the lake there is a swan, a dying swan. You, Mrs. Coogan, are the dying swan. Please sing your swan song. Way down upon the Swanee River. Way down upon the Swanee. Hold the high C, Mrs. Coogan. Remember, the swan is on the lake, so make your tone liquid. Now, ladies, we will try a little grand opera. Come, ladies, Pagliacci, Mrs. Deutsch. You shall be the love-crazed clown. Please go crazy with love, Mrs. Deutsch. Now, beat yourself on the head. I will show you. So, beat yourself. Clench your fist, Mrs. Deutsch. Reedy, Pagliacci, Reedy. Now hit harder, remember, the harder you hit, the more love-crazed you will feel. Ho, ho, Pagliacci, ho, ho, Pagliacci. Oh, you are an unconscious artist. Sure, and if I keep it up, I will be unconscious. Never mind, art for art's sake. Now, tear out your hair, Mrs. Deutsch. Oh, yes, you can. Just give a strong, swift jerk. So, that's it. Reedy, Pagliacci, hoo-hoo, Pagliacci. Mrs. Coogan, please help Mrs. Deutsch to the couch and give her your smelling salts. That will be all for today, ladies. Remember, if you would be a social success, you must burst into song on all occasions. Sing to your sisters. Sing to your brothers. When you're on the streetcar going home, cry out to the conductor in song, "Conductor sweet, this is my street." Oh, how he will enjoy putting you off. That will be all for today, ladies. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you.
Mademoiselle Schmutz owns the property on which her school is located, and the only reason she got a good buy on it was because she could out-holler the real estate agent. Now it's time to close the deal. Here's hoping we've sold you this parcel of comedy capers, and we listen while the Varsity Three record the deed.
With a million little stars, we can decorate the ceiling. With an optimistic feeling, we can build a little home. Every single little dream.
Well, it's over for this time. This is Tom Post waving bye-bye for a bit. And remember, don't buy a lot sight unseen unless you're equipped with rubber boots and a rowboat.